Yesterday we heard from Matatu coach Blair Baxter and their incredible turnaround to go from winless in the first season of Super Rugby Aupiki to being a finalist this time around. And Saturday afternoon's grand final, they'll take on the undefeated Chiefs of Manawa, coached by Chris Tokoa. And they're not shy about putting on those points, this team either, scoring at an average rate of about 40. And they have been simply superb again in trying to defend their title. And one player who's been a star for Chiefs of Manawa is Black Ferns hooker Luca Connor. And earlier, producer Logan Swinkles caught up with her ahead of tomorrow's final. SENZ.
Joining me now on SNZ Mornings is the pride of Eastern Bay Plenty Chiefs Manawa hooker Luca Connor. Luca, how are you feeling heading into this grand final?
Very excited. Can't wait to get out there and just go play some rugby and just play women's rugby at its greatest.
Love it. Last year, of course, you know, it wasn't like the ideal launch for Aupiki with the COVID disruptions, shortening the season, putting it in Taupo. Being able to come together for, you know, a more like normal season, how big has that been for the team?
It's been massive. Yeah, last year obviously was quite disrupted and we ended up going into isolation. So to be able to come in most of the week and then go back and train in our own group and then regather has been really cool. So we do our work away and then come back in, and it's just been a really good flow once we get into that routine, and it's just pretty exciting to see in the future how this hopefully competition grows.
Yeah, as it looks to grow, you know, we'll get to that in the future. But with like the training time, you know, limited in Aupiki, you know, you've got players juggling day jobs, motherhood, all sorts of things. How does the team look to, you know, make the most of their time together to improve that chemistry both on and off the field?
Yeah, it's definitely hard for a lot of our girls. So most of them are full time. So we have girls who actually have to leave straight after the game sometimes because they're on night shift that night or that morning. And then obviously we've got a few mothers in the team, so it's pretty full on for most of the girls. But we're pretty lucky, we have opportunity where some mothers can bring in their children in the camp, which helps a lot. So we have actually a nanny who's with us, so we have a few girls who bring in their kids. But it's definitely a juggle for those ladies who've got to do this work straight away after playing. And some girls are doing 40-hour weeks before even coming into camp. So it's pretty full-on for them.
Wow. It's cool to hear that, yeah, Chiefs Manawa do provide that kind of supportive environment for things like that. For you, what do you have to juggle?
I'm quite lucky. So I just go back to training. So that's my current job, so doing rugby training throughout the days when I'm back in Tauranga. So I'm very privileged to be in that position, and then just training with the girls after work as well and trying to work together so we all kind of on the same page.
And from your experience, how much has your approach changed, say, in the last couple of years? You know, as women's rugby goes further into the professional realm, are you spending more time, you know, looking at the numbers and, you know, finding ways to improve and different training techniques and all that sort of thing?
I think so. It's definitely becoming more professional, and just like this competition, it's really exciting where girls are being paid for the short stint of being able to play rugby, and you just see the amount of talent that's around at the moment in this competition, and it's really exciting. And to get better resources and just be able to play some good rugby, you can see on the field that it's improved so much. It's really exciting for the future. And just like this weekend, we hope to just put on a great display of women's rugby.
Speaking, you know, the talent that's on show there, Chiefs Manawa, yet to lose a game since Aupiki's inception. Do you feel that pressure heading into this final?
I guess just like any pressure, it's a privilege. So it's more of just focusing on our team and what we do. But obviously there's that pressure there. But I guess if we just all do our roles and got to really enjoy the moment as well, so embrace it, we get to be at home, which is unreal and exciting for us to play in front of our families. So So I guess just take that pressure and just run with it.
And you're putting up, as a team, at least 40 points each game this season. In your eyes, what do you reckon is making this Chiefs Manawa side tick the way it is?
I believe it's our connection in our team. So off the field, in our environment, everyone can be themselves, and we have a very cultured group, and it's just really the connection on and off the field, and we have that trust that everyone in our team is doing the work when they're not together, and then once they come together on the field, it just naturally flows. And I guess it's just we get the freedom to express ourselves on the field, which you don't really get that in many teams. So it's quite exciting that our coaches back us to back ourselves.
And looking at the forward pack you have there, you know, with yourself in the number two jersey, what do you like to do to put yourself and put the team in the best possible position to, you know, set up a platform for that thrilling attacking rugby?
I think that's exactly it. So me focusing on my role individually and just making sure I do everything I can to put my best foot forward for the team. And like you say, as a forward, our job is get that platform. So if we're going backwards, you know, the backs won't have good ball. So it's just us doing those little 1%ers and just trying to get the backs the best ball so then we can get those wingers out wide, showing off and scoring some tries hopefully in the corner.
What impact has Greg Smith had on improving the set pieces this year? Because that's one thing that I keep seeing pop up is just how much applause people give the Chiefs Manawa for those set pieces.
Yeah, our set piece has been great and Greg's been really good in those areas. It's quite funny because most of us girls say how hard our scrum trainings are against each other. Us girls are pushing each other and it's real intense when we're doing scrummaging. So to be able to do that at training, Greg putting us under that load, it just makes it a lot easier once we're in the game. And I guess that's our bread and butter. And if we can keep improving on that, it's going to make things a lot easier for game day.
And you yourself, Luca, you've been enjoying a pretty, like, it's been awesome to watch. How much do you feel your game has improved since that Black Ferns World Cup campaign?
I feel like just keep working on the little things myself and just having the freedom to be able to play and the coaches trusting in us to make decisions on out the field. And it feels like we can just play rugby and everyone put your back in this environment. So I'll just keep working on my little things and then it's awesome just to go out on the field with my mates and be able to express ourselves.
And looking at the Matatu for Saturday, you're likely going up against Georgia Ponsonby. What are you looking forward to about that matchup?
Just like anything, it's always good to play against people you've been in the same team as. So just looking forward to the front row battle, the scrum and line out battle, and the physicality, really. So up front battle, like anything, you know, got to put the best foot forward, and it's going to be an exciting one.
I spoke with Brent Coe towards the start of the season. I know you've got a lot of experience there under him, but with them, with both Brent and Crystal coming in to the Chiefs Manawa, they have so much experience in women's rugby. Working together, though, like husband and wife, how does that coaching dynamic work for you guys as the players?
To be honest, it's awesome. You wouldn't even know the difference to any other coaching staff. They're great humans first, and they really push us to be better humans rather than just rugby players. So it's pretty much taking what they teach us off the field onto the field, and it's very exciting, and you enjoy the company as coaches and as great people. So I think they're doing an awesome job.
Nice. And of course there's this awesome sister v sister battle between Chelsea and Alana Bremner happening as well. Chelsea's come into the Chiefs Manawa from the Matatu this season. How has she gelled with the team since coming in?
It's funny because we all had a good laugh about it. Told her she came to the naughty north in the light. So we always talk about the little battle, and I think after watching the last game, she had a fire in her belly to go against her old teammates. So I feel like she's doing amazing and just enjoying this environment. She said it's a big change. She can be herself here, and it's just exciting to see her growing as a person and opening up in our team, and can't wait to see her and assist her go head to head.
I'll tell you one thing. We had the Matatu coach, Blair Baxter, on the show yesterday. And I think he was a bit tongue-in-cheek when he said it, but he said that they're lucky enough to have the best Bremner. How do you reckon Chelsea would react to that?
Oh, I'll tell her that one. I don't think she won't like that one. Definitely looks like she might be staying up north for FPC if she hears that.
I love that. And after the final, what are you looking to do to keep, you know, yourself game ready for when the Black Ferns play again in June?
So pretty much after this, hopefully just a week off, go back home, refresh, see the family, and then just straight back into training, really, just working on all of the little things and just enjoying the content that we're hopefully given to work on, and then just getting ready for the first Black Ferns camp. And just, yeah, getting back into, instead of playing against each other, we're going to be hopefully playing with each other, so just full noise from there.
We're speaking with Luke O'Connor from the Chiefs, Manawa. Now, Luke, just looking at the competition as a whole, you know, women's rugby rode such a high last year with that World Cup, the hope being that Opiki could capture that energy and build upon the interest. Do you think that's happening?
I definitely do. So it's been amazing to see the amount of support we've been getting around our Opiki games. We've been having young boys and girls coming to the games and just excited to see the girls and get signatures and photos and also their parents as well. So I just hope the energy stays there and everyone comes down this weekend. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, definitely. Love that. I'll leave it there because that's an awesome message. Luca, all the best for the final. Good luck.
Thank you so much.